all across the 48th state. This is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Number three.
Arizona is open.
Yeah, I was listening on the KTAR app, and there's Jeff Munn, and he said this.
Arizona's businesses are back. Governor Doug Ducey announcing moments ago, effective immediately, businesses in the state are no longer required to enforce limited capacities. However, physical distancing and mask policies will still be enforced. This includes spring training and major league sports, which will be able to operate once approved. Local entities such as mayors will not be able to implement their measures to shut down businesses. This comes after 7 weeks of declining numbers. Again, effective immediately, Arizona businesses will be able to operate at full capacity, but will still be required to enforce physical distancing and mask policies.
All right, so Monica is in for Chad, so let's run through this, right? Capacity limits have been rescinded.
Right. Doesn't mean full capacity.
There's no limitation on capacity.
That's right.
But let's say you go to a restaurant, mm-hmm. okay? 6 feet apart is still in effect.
That's the limitation right there.
Yeah. You can't pack everybody in and sit 1 foot away from each other.
Because it wouldn't make sense. If we said you could have 100% capacity, but you still had to stay 6 feet away, well, that you can't do that.
So we'll give you another example. For a gym, if you wanted to pack people in there, I mean pack people in where you mm-hmm. are two or three steps away from, not happening.
Nope, you still have to be 6 feet away.
Right. Now, you can break the rules.
Sure.
Businesses can break the rules. Some businesses have been breaking rules for a while. Mm-hmm. Some businesses have been at 50%. Some businesses have said, listen, we're just going to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So the main thing that everybody needs to know here is that, you know, let's say you go out to dinner tonight, and if they put you right next to a table that's a foot away,
that's a problem.
Against the rules.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that's still going to happen, by the way.
Yeah.
So capacity limits have been rescinded. But businesses still have to say, we've got to keep you 6 feet apart.
Hey, this is a good thing. This is a trend in the right direction, Gatos. I'm going to a restaurant tonight, and maybe I'll leave my tape measure at home.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. You know, it's not like we're going to... If you go to a restaurant and you think it's too crowded, that's your comfort level. You're either going to stay or leave.
Well, you know, you might think, wait a minute, if Ducey went ahead and rescinded the capacity limits, then maybe it's okay. Maybe I'm safe to do this, even though I haven't been vaccinated. So I think that's something that some could be worried about.
The All Arizona Daily Download.
Number two.
Gallego is not on board.
Well, there you go, Monica.
Some I think she was worried about that.
Are not on board. Mm-hmm. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego joined us earlier.
This executive order sends a signal that everything's okay and we can go back to getting rid of precautions. We're not there yet. And I'm worried people will want to do the right thing but take the wrong message from the governor's executive order.
All right. So here's a thought. Should the governor have come out and explained it himself? Because I just don't think he's very good at that.
No, he shouldn't come out and explain it.
Because I know that there are people that said, well, there's no press conference. You know, the governor's been busy. He's opening schools. He's opening businesses, all that kind of stuff. But he doesn't come out and say it. Listen, he's not very good at that.
I think Brnovich could come out and explain something like this.
I don't think anybody cares about what Mark Brnovich says.
Well, no, but I'm saying he's an attorney general. He knows how to explain things. I think Governor Ducey, sometimes, no matter what he says, you know, it's going to be twisted because he's still the politician.
You know how you say it. In the words that you want to say it, you send out a press release.
True.
And that's
true.
What happened twice mm-hmm. this week. So you've got Mayor Kate Gallego. She gets the press release.
Uh-huh.
So she looks at it and she's thinking, okay, how does this affect my city? Well, basically what she's saying is it sends a message that we're wide open. Do you agree with that?
In a sense, yes, I do.
Because some people take it the wrong way.
Yeah, because if you have Ducey saying, you know what, restaurants, you can open up. I don't think they're going to think about the 6 foot. I think they're going to think, wow, our leader of our state is saying that we can open up. Okay, I guess I don't need to be that scared anymore. And maybe if we can open up, I don't need to wear my mask as much. So I do think that it's a little confusing. So a little bit more explanation could have been good, but maybe that's why people are listening to us right now, Gatos.
Well, I mean, we've got the press release. Mm-hmm. We've talked to people, mm-hmm. and we're trying to
work our way through it.
Well, yeah, because before the show started, we're spoon feeding it to ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and now we're going to spoon feed it to all of you out there.
Yep.
So, I think you know, Mayor Kate Gallego doesn't want to go back to, you know, what did she say?
Now is not the time to relax and go back to 2019.
We're not going, first of all, in 2019, we weren't wearing masks.
No. Mm-mm.
There's still a mask mandate in Phoenix. There's still a mask mandate in Mesa. There's still a mask mandate in Tucson. There's still mask mandates around the state of Arizona. We don't have one single mask mandate.
Right.
Ducey didn't want to do it. He handed it off to the mayors.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to wear your mask.
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number one.
Dr. Kara Crist meets the media.
Okay, so at 1 o'clock, we carried Dr. Kara Crist. She took questions. She talked about vaccines. She talked about Governor Ducey's executive order. And here's one of the things that Crist said.
We are not out of the woods yet. I mean, we are seeing positive trends. We are increasing our vaccine administration. But we still need Arizonans to take those same precautions.
All right. And those precautions are?
Anytime people get together, there's a risk for transmission of COVID-19. And so, you know, as long as the establishments are requiring the mask wearing and the physical distancing, that should reduce the risk.
So let me ask this question. What Ducey did today doesn't give, let's say, a grocery store permission, or I guess it does. I'm just thinking out loud because trying to digest this. If a grocery store in Arizona said, we don't want to do masks anymore, they could do that.
Well, it depends on where they're at.
All right, if they're in Phoenix, can they do that?
No, because their mask mandate is still in place.
If they're in Scottsdale, can they do that?
I think so, because...
No, there is no mask mandate
in
Scottsdale.
Right, exactly.
So... That's kind of...
That's confusing. That's very confusing.
Isn't there a county mask mandate, though? Didn't we go over
Maricopa
this once
county?
Before? That county had a... So even though Scottsdale dropped it, there was still a county mandate.
You know, it's interesting because off the air, like Becky Lynn said, some of this is confusing. And you even said it to me. And you're, you know, you're right. Some of it is confusing. I don't know how to... It's like, well, Scottsdale doesn't want a mask mandate.
That's
okay, but it doesn't
matter
because Maricopa County says you have a mask mandate.
That's why people were pushing for a statewide mandate
so
that it would reduce the amount of confusion, just like the texting and driving laws. We went through the same thing with that.
Right.
The bottom line, to be smart, to be safe, just wear a mask unless you're literally putting food or liquid in your mouth.
More from Dr. Kara Crist.
We were trying to reduce the occupancy to make sure that physical distancing was established. What we've found is that there are instances where you can be 6 feet apart, but maybe be able to get a little bit more capacity in there.
All right.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Open it up a little bit more. Let more people into the restaurants. Mm-hmm. The restaurant's job, the gym's job, the movie theater. Well, I don't know how you do movie theaters.
Well,
how do you stay 6 feet apart in a movie theater?
You had to leave blank seats.
You leave blank seats. So
yeah.
That means it is not 100% capacity.
Right.
And so if you've got, let's say, let's just keep it at 100. You've got 100 seats in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can't fill every one of those seats.
You can't.
See, this is the stuff that's very confusing.
Unless you all live together.
Hey, read that thing that Chad reads every day, please.
I can't sound like him, though, because
please
he's
don't.
Crazy. Where is it?
The Arizona Daily Download
is brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
Okay, so people are saying what the governor did today, does this mean it's the end of COVID? Does it mean it's the end of the pandemic? We're going to talk about that straight ahead.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
All right, let's see. I want to play this clip because at 1 o'clock, Dr. Kara Crist spoke to the media. And if you're just joining us, it's a big day in Arizona, and we're trying to figure out Arizona Governor Doug Ducey's executive order. And, you know... You kind of look at it and you say, okay, what does it mean for restaurants? What does it mean for gyms? What does it mean for movie theaters? Because there are no limitations on capacity. But the deal is you got to be 6 feet apart. That's still in effect.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go with a movie theater.
Yes.
All right. You want to go and see a movie.
Are we talking about the old school theaters or the big recliners?
Let's do the big recliners.
Okay, big recliners.
So let's say in one room you've got 100 seats. I'll just leave it really simple.
Okay.
You can't fill it all.
No, not unless everybody lives together.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can't fill it all because you got to be 6 feet apart.
Yes.
So let's say that me and you and Chad mm-hmm. wanted to go to the movies. Mm-hmm. We're around each other a lot. Mm-hmm. We could go and sit in yep. a movie theater together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One seat.
We'd be okay with that.
No separation. Mm-hmm. Okay. But here's the thing. Then you have to, if you're the movie theater, you say, okay, Gatos and Monica and Chad, you guys are good. You sit there. You got 3 seats together.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie theater has to think about who's behind you.
Yes.
Because no one can really be behind you because that's not 6 feet.
And that's why I ask, are we talking about the old theaters or the new theaters? Because
right.
the old theaters, you know, you were packed in there, right? So
right.
you would have to leave that circle, so to
right.
speak, around the people. But with the big recliners, there's more room.
There is
there.
More room.
Yeah.
So I know this is, I know we're kind of getting into the weeds of this, which is why
well,
I hate,
we have to.
I hate doing that because it's very confusing. But I think you've got to take the example of mm-hmm. it's a 100-seat movie theater. You and two other people go, you sit together. But that doesn't, that probably means nobody's sitting behind you or in front of you or right next to you.
Yeah, depending on the size, yes.
So at a movie theater, you know, everybody's saying, well, Arizona is open for business. If you have 100 seats in a movie theater, that doesn't mean 100 seats can be filled.
No.
Because you got to keep 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm. Ducey did not get rid of the 6 feet requirement.
And if you go to that movie theater, they may say still, you need to wear a mask.
Yes.
And that is up, I guess, to the movie theater. It depends
and
on what city you're in.
If you're in Phoenix or Mesa, then you have to wear a mask.
If you're in Maricopa County.
Yes.
All right. So hopefully that makes sense to you guys.
Just bottom line, wear a mask.
Well, yes, but
when it comes to that.
There was a question that was asked at the press conference with Dr. Kara Crist, and it's about the message that this sends to Arizona, from Ducey to Arizonans. So take a listen to this. Here's the question, and then you'll hear the answer.
You know, I have to tell you, a lot of people on social media are already celebrating this as like the end of COVID. And they're saying now remove the mask mandates. So does this send the right message to the large population who didn't want to see any mitigation in the first place? And now a lot of that population is taking this is over, do what you want.
So, yeah. So, you know, that brings up a really good point. And we are not out of the woods yet. I mean, we are seeing positive trends. We are increasing our vaccine administration. But we still need Arizonans to take those same precautions, which are remaining 6 feet away from people you do not live with, wearing a mask whenever you are with people you do not live with, and then making sure that you're washing your hands and that you're staying home when you're sick. But what we saw when we saw this most recent spike back in December and January, it wasn't necessarily the establishments or the occupancy limits that had an impact. It was those people gathering in those small private settings where people were letting the masking and the physical distancing down. And so it's a great reminder that we can't let that down. But being able to lift this for our businesses as we are seeing improved metrics is a key step forward.
All right. So it's interesting. You know, the question was, well, people on social media are saying this, that, and the other thing. Well, that's always going to happen.
If it's on social media, it's true.
It's the messaging. And it's trying to figure out exactly what the governor is asking all of us to do.
I like her explanation.
Why?
I like her explanation because she says, basically, we're allowing the businesses to open because that wasn't where the problem was. The problem was when people were getting together in small settings, taking their mask off and ignoring the 6-foot rule.
Right.
That's what was causing the spread. So with that explanation, now I understand why they're allowing restaurants to have some more capacity,
right,
as long as they're keeping the two things that have caused the spread most, according to, you know, the comment she just made, which was the distance between each person and the mask wearing. So that, I like that explanation.
Yeah. What does not change today is masks. What does not change today is 6 feet away.
Correct.
Those are the two things that have not changed. We're not Texas. So in Arizona, if you're heading to a restaurant, you're going to be asked to wear a mask inside. Now, you can take it off at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do. Some people don't. But that next table should be 6 feet away from you. Because I think if you've gone to some restaurants, there have been a table 30 feet away from you.
Yes.
Okay. Now that will change. It will get a little bit closer. But wearing masks is still a go. Standing 6 feet away is still a go if you're standing at a bar inside of a restaurant. That's at least supposed to be the rule. If you're sitting down at a restaurant, you're still supposed to be seated 6 feet away from someone else. But these restaurants can move more tables in.
Because they no longer have the capacity restriction. They only have the distance restriction.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to still talk about, obviously, what we're doing in Arizona with movie theaters and gyms and restaurants and how many more people are going to be fitting in those buildings. Also, the CDC has said something about vaccines. We're going to talk about that coming up next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Where news and entertainment hang out. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Well, it feels different today, doesn't it, Monica?
It does.
It really does.
It's a little happier.
I know.
Got
and
a
you just
kick in my step, you know.
But that little voice in your head saying, I hope we didn't do this too early.
I'm just skipping right past
I know.
That.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So no more occupancy limits for businesses and restaurants in Arizona.
Capacity okay? limits.
Capacity limits. So you gotta stay 6 feet apart if you're in a restaurant. You can't sit right next to somebody like a different table. You can't have a table that's a foot away. And hopefully restaurants will abide by these rules. But, you know, the social distancing rules for patrons, that's still there. Masks in Arizona, still there. And we just got word that something big is happening out in California. Joining us now, our buddy Alex Stone, ABC News. Alex, Disneyland. What's the deal?
Well, yeah, we just got word a couple of moments ago that the state now has a plan. You know, this has been a big deal in California, not just Disneyland, but Magic Mountain and Universal Studios and everything down in San Diego that they've been saying, come on, like everything's opening, but you're not allowing us to open. And the governor had been against that. They had been arguing back and forth and real fight between Newsom and a number of the big companies. Well, they announced a couple of minutes ago that when a county gets into California's red tier, which L.A. and Orange counties are on the verge of doing, and San Francisco and San Jose already are, that then the theme parks can reopen and Major League Baseball can have crowds again. And
wow.
not at full levels. Theme parks will start at 15%. Not great, but at least it's getting it going again. Major League Baseball, 20%. Not great, but at least you're going there again as well. So at this point, that's tens of thousands of jobs in Southern California, in the Bay Area. They don't have a lot of theme parks up there. They have Great America and one or two others, but mainly for Major League Baseball up there, they'll be impacted. But the expectation is around April 1st, Southern California should be there. So very soon, I think this is when I should say that ABC is owned by the Walt Disney Company, as I'm talking about Disneyland.
Right.
But very soon, Disneyland may be open again and some of the other theme parks rather rapidly.
You know what's funny is, of course, I already knew this being a mommy, because as soon as one mom finds out some good news like this, the text messages just start flowing.
When are we going to take the kids
everybody.
To Disneyland?
Are
Which
you getting
Which is funny.
Tickets?
I wondered if people would know, because we were on a conference call at the top of the hour, so 40 minutes ago, and it was embargoed until the bottom of the hour, until 10 minutes ago. And I said, there's no way they're going to keep this secret.
No, no way.
There's too many moms and families that are going to be spewing.
I got a text message this morning, or actually it might have been last night.
You got somebody on
yes,
the win.
Yesterday at around noon, I got a message saying, hey, Disneyland's going to open tickets. And then someone said, tickets have already been sold out. So news this good is never embargoed.
No, it's hard to keep it down. But we don't know an exact date yet, because LA and Orange counties are still in the purple tier right now. And you got to get in the red tier. But we're very close getting into that red tier. And being that the Bay Area has already done it, that it looks like we're going to be there in the next couple of weeks.
As my friend Chad would say, hold on. Boy, not a great
Mickey
for me, but you know he does it a lot better. Alex Stone is joining us from ABC News. Plans for Disneyland to open, Major League Baseball parks 20%. As you said, Alex, tens of thousands of jobs. So at the same time, there is alarm from health officials about rolling back restrictions. And this is, you know, we know what happened in Arizona today. We know what happened in Texas earlier. But there, you know, it feels good to talk about Disneyland reopening. But you do have health officials that are saying, whoa.
Absolutely.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. And Monica, to your point, as a dad of an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old, we're going, bring it. So, yeah. You know, you've got then Alabama, West Virginia, and Connecticut all saying, you know what, we're almost there, but we're not there yet. And they're extending mask mandates for at least a few more weeks. And the Republican governor of Alabama yesterday saying, what, Texas and Mississippi, and now you can add Arizona onto it, that she just feels like it's jumping the gun a little bit. And that's what the health officials are saying today, is that they're saying, look, we got this far. We're this close. And still 92% of Americans have not been vaccinated. And yet you look at Texas and Governor Abbott saying, well, we've got the vaccine now, so we're good. But they've got 29 million residents, 5.8 million doses have gone out, split that in half because of two doses for most of them, and a very small number of Texans actually have the vaccine. So the health officials are saying, can we just tap the brakes a couple of more weeks? We've gotten here. Don't mess it up now. And we talked to Dr. Richard Besser, former head of the CDC. He also used to be our health director at ABC News. His take on it, he says, just slow down a tiny bit.
I am greatly concerned. You know, we're all tired of the pandemic. We're tired of the restrictions. But, you know, we see light at the end of the tunnel. If we can hang in there a little bit longer, we're going to get there in a way that's much safer. You know, some of the states that are lifting the mask mandates are having as many cases right now as they were having last summer when they put these things in place.
And there have been some claims made by Governor Abbott. He went on Fox yesterday to say, well, our numbers really aren't, our positivity rate wouldn't be 14% if folks coming in illegally weren't bringing COVID in. There's nothing to show that. Yeah. And there's no proof of that. It's a good talking point that's now being parroted by a lot of people. But the biggest problem Texas has right now is Houston. Houston's, you know, not all that close to the border. It's the same thing that LA, New York, other big cities have had. It's a big city and they've got COVID in it. And so, you know, their number is 14%. California's number, I don't know what Arizona is now, but California now is 2.1% and Texas is 14%. So that's where health officials are saying, look, their numbers are still relatively, not even relatively, they are high in Texas, and all of this is being lifted. Abbott is coming back now and saying, okay, we hear you. Well, I'm going to lift the mask mandate, but Texans, he says, will still wear masks. I don't know. We'll see, except for where they have to in businesses. But health officials are saying, if you just give it another 3 weeks, maybe, where you can just get more vaccine into arms so more people have the bulletproof vest on,
right,
that then they would feel a lot better about doing it.
Alex Stone, ABC News. Have a great weekend. Thanks again for joining us.
You too. Thanks, guys.
So let's talk about what Alex said.
What, Disneyland? Woohoo!
I know. Should we have waited 2 or 3 more weeks? Let's talk about it in a second.
Yeah.
The Gatos and Chad Show with Monica Lindstrom.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, Monica's in for Chad, and we've been discussing the big story of the day from Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, an executive order. And we'll explain it throughout the day, just so you guys understand. No more capacity limits for businesses and restaurants in Arizona. But you have to keep the social distancing rules. So if you go to a restaurant, they can't stick a table next to you. That's a foot away.
No.
They
can.
They can, and then they'll break the rules, which has happened.
And there's really no consequences for them to break the rules. So the only thing that can be done as a consequence is the accountability that you would hold them to.
Correct. So, yes, restaurants can welcome more people.
Yes.
But they still have to distance you.
You still need that 6-foot limit.
Yeah.
And you have to wear masks unless you're seated. And, you know, when obviously you're eating or drinking.
Well, I mean, that's interesting. Let's talk about that for a second, because Dr. Kara Crist spoke about that. It's like when you go to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll ask you. When you go to a restaurant, you have your mask. You wait to be seated.
Mm-hmm.
They seat you.
Mm-hmm.
You walk through the restaurant with your mask on.
Mm-hmm.
You sit down.
Mm-hmm.
You take your mask off.
I do.
Okay, I think most people do that.
Yeah.
I know some people who keep the mask on. It's up
until
to you.
Until their food is in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think,
can understand that.
But I think that Dr. Kara Crist was saying something just a little bit different.
As long as the establishments are requiring the mask wearing and the physical distancing, that should reduce the risk. And we encourage all Arizonans to make sure that they're taking those own precautions, their own precautions. So if you're at a restaurant trying to eat outside, not removing your mask unless you're actively eating, not sharing some of those, you know, like nuts or the same out of the same container, like sharing chip and dip and stuff.
Okay.
So, oh, my gosh. I've been breaking the rules this whole time because I take it off right when I sit down.
That's what everybody does.
And so I share my food.
Okay.
Not with the stranger at the
bar.
No,
of course not. But she's saying something different. She's saying, keep your mask on. She was even talking outside.
Until you're actively eating.
I've never seen anybody do that.
I don't
they
think
did
I
that.
Have either.
California wanted to do that. Don't remove your mask. And I think my
didn't
father.
Didn't you want a mask with a zipper so you could
do
that?
You
weirdo.
Did. I know. My father was telling me about going out to eat in New York or New Jersey. That's what they wanted. You keep your mask on when you sit down inside. Mm-hmm. And then when the food comes, you remove it. No one has done that in Arizona. I haven't seen that one time.
I don't think I have either.
So
and
now
if
she's
I
bringing
have,
that up?
I probably thought they were weird.
If you feel safe enough to go to a restaurant and you're inside, you're taking your mask off. If you feel safe enough to go to a restaurant and you're sitting outside, you feel safe enough to sit outside because there's ventilation, there's air, all that. You're taking your mask off.
I wonder if those same people have a little plexiglass box that's open on one side so they can put it around their food and then a little plexiglass box to go around their fork.
Oh, gosh,
right? And
right?
It can just be protected up to the...
No,
yeah, no. I'm surprised we haven't seen that, quite honestly.
Well,
I'm surprised.
So if any of you are wondering what's happened today, wearing a mask, you still do it in Arizona. Standing 6 feet away from someone, let's say you're at a restaurant, you're waiting for your table to open, mm-hmm. you want to go to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
The rule, doesn't mean that everybody's going to do it, is you stand 6 feet away. When you go and sit down at a restaurant, the table near you, it's got to be 6 feet away. But what this also means here in Arizona is restaurants can fit more people in. They can take more people and bring them into the restaurant.
Correct.
So it's good for business.
It is very good for business.
But you know that our numbers are probably going to go up.
Well, it's also spring break.